Here's to the kids whose first concept of a half hour directly correlates with the length of an Odyssey episode.
Wait a minute. My watch is set by the studio clock. That means we have less than 5 minutes.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Wow, we have a lot more shoeboxes this year than last. We need more helpers. I'm exhausted, Brian.
But think about the happiness you're spreading, Connie. Picture those kids in Columbia jumping for joy when they open their boxes. That should perk you up.
Yeah, I guess.
It's perked me up. My heart rate is over 90 beats per minute.
Wow, I'm glad for you.
I got a new watch. It keeps track of everything. Heart rate, perspiration, steps per minute, temperature, altitude.
Does it keep time, too?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't learned that part yet.
Connie, Brian, I'd like you to meet Damaris. She's from Operation Christmas Child Headquarters.
Oh,
hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Damaris is here because Odyssey was selected to participate in a special event.
Oh, really? What?
We would like to film the story of the boxes from start to finish.
Uh-huh.
To use as a promotional tool, starting with your team preparing the boxes and sending them off.
Oh.
Then we'll send another crew down to the village in Colombia when they're being delivered.
Really? We'll get to watch the kids open their boxes? How fun!
Hey, you got your perkiness back.
But it will require extra work. Planning a viewing party, directing the camera crews to get the right material.
And that's why I'm here. I will head up your operation so you won't have to worry about any of it.
Oh, head up?
Connie's been in charge of the shoebox drive for the last several years.
Mm-hmm. But she was just saying that we need more help. This is great, huh, Connie?
Yeah, great.
Uh-oh, there goes the perkiness again.
Because of the camera crew, we'll need to completely change your setup here.
Huh?
There is a lot of work to do.
Well, we're grateful you're here, Damaris. Please let us know how we can assist you.
Thank you. Would it be all right if I have a look around?
Well, of course. Brian, would you mind showing her the setup?
You bet.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you, Connie.
Oh, yeah. Likewise.
So this is the little theater. Maybe we should look backstage first.
Yes.
Connie, can I speak with you?
I know. I don't have to be in charge of everything. I can sometimes be a little on the controlling side. I should be glad that we have some extra help.
Well, that's not what I wanted to talk to you about, but I do agree.
Oh.
I was going to say that I need to step out for a few hours to help Pastor Alden.
With what?
Oh, well, Mr. Hobbs' funeral arrangements.
Oh, yeah. He was such a nice man.
Yes, he was. He'll be missed.
He was the maintenance man at church for as long as I can remember. It's sad, but I don't even know his first name.
Come to think of it, neither do I. Everyone just called him Hobbs. So, would you watch over the shop? You can be in charge.
Ha ha, very funny.
Hey, thanks for helping, Whit. Hobbs said he wanted everything of value sold and the money donated to the church.
Mm.
Which is kind, but he doesn't have a whole lot of things of value.
I'll take the boxes over to the antique shop and see what Jason makes of them. You never know. Sometimes you stumble on an unexpected treasure. Pastor, what was Hobbs' first name?
Daniel. Though I'm guessing only a handful of people know that.
Well, he was a fairly private person.
Yeah, that's an understatement. You couldn't drag a sentence out of that man with a tow truck.
How long did he live at the parsonage?
Oh, 10 years. Ever since he knocked on my office door asking about a job. The parsonage was vacant, so it made sense to offer him a place to stay as part of his salary.
Did he move in from out of state?
You know, that's another thing no one knew about him. Hobbs had recently been released from prison.
Oh.
That's where he met the Lord. Huh. And he needed someone to give him another chance.
Down, boy, down.
Stay clear, Whit. He looks hungry.
Oh, he's probably more bark than bite.
No. He's pretty good at bite, too. I bet he was Hobbs' cellmate. That dog looks like a lifer to me.
What are you going to do with him?
I'll find him a new home. Soon, I hope. Oh, you want a dog?
No, thanks.
Well, these are the boxes that need to go. We'll take care of the furniture next week.
Is this everything he owned?
Yeah. He didn't care much for things. I think his most prized possessions were his Gilligan's Island reruns. I'll tell you, though, he was the most kind-hearted man you'd ever meet. He loved to help people. He said that God had been so gracious with him, it was the least he could do.
Oh, we were blessed to have him around. Shall we load these up?
Let's start with this one here. Hang on, let me get this. There we go. Oh, here comes Killer again.
Poor dog probably thinks we're robbing the place.
Yeah, I think he sees fast food.
Faster, are you all right?
Yeah. Fortunately, the dog is more interested in the box than my leg. Give me that back, you mutt. Come on.
What does he have?
Now, some old VHS tape. Let go! Oh, got it.
You okay?
Yeah, but I won't be watching these episodes of Gilligan's Island. You sure you don't want a dog?
No, thanks.
Hi, Jason.
Oh, hey, Connie. Brian?
Hey. Damaris sent us here to pick up some extra boxes.
Yeah, I have them in the back.
Do you know we're currently 1,600 feet above sea level? Back at Wits End, we were only 1,558.
Why, are you worried about getting a nosebleed?
Brian just got a new watch.
Oh. It knows everything.
And by everything, he means nothing important.
Well, it looks pretty neat.
You have no idea.
Hi, everyone. Where shall I put these boxes, Jason?
Oh, here, I'll take them, Dad.
Oh, here you go.
Mr. Hobbs' belongings, I presume.
Yeah, what he had.
What's this?
It's an old VHS videotape. It's what people use to record home movies or TV shows onto.
Oh.
They usually come without teeth marks, though.
Well, I think you can toss that one, Connie.
Whit, did you look at this tape?
No. What is it?
Well, on the label, it says, to be played in the event of my death.
I was able to straighten out some of the tape, but I'm afraid it's in pretty bad shape.
How do you fit this into a computer?
You don't. It's played on a VCR. I had one in the back.
Well, I can't believe this. I've heard of a dog eating your homework, but your last words? Way worse.
I can't understand a thing.
Shh. Rust will and the fisters. And I've really only got one request to whoever's watching this. Top of the house. Toy penguin. Only Sarah. But offers a gift for redemption.
What happened?
The tape broke. And it looks like it's so mangled it's beyond repair. Oh, rats.
I heard him say, top of house, toy penguin.
Gift for redemption.
And Lisa. Did anyone else hear that?
I did. Look in that box again, Jason, the one the tape was in. Is there anything else in there?
Well, let me see. There's one stuffed toy penguin, clearly used.
Ew, you couldn't give that thing away. So maybe it has sentimental value for this Lisa.
Well, perhaps. But we checked all through the house, including the attic, so I'm not sure what he's saying about the top of his house.
Do you think there might be something inside the penguin?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm checking for, but it seems like only stuffing.
Gift for redemption. Whatever Hobbs recorded was obviously very important to him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe someone who knew him could help us make sense of this.
I'll call the pastor.
I'm sorry I can't be of more help.
Oh, that's okay.
All I know is that he never married, and he was an only child, and his parents are deceased.
Mm.
And he never mentioned a friend or a family member named Lisa.
Pastor, you mentioned that he spent some time in prison before coming to work at the church.
Yeah. He attempted to rob a bank years ago with a realistic-looking water gun. The teller was getting the money when he turned himself into security. Just couldn't go through with it. But it still put him away for a few years.
Sounds like a man of conscience.
Yeah. He was so traumatized by the event, he hasn't been able to step in a bank since. He even asked to be paid in cash, so he didn't need to.
You know, I think there's something more to this. Something we're missing. I'm gonna find out more about that bank robbery.
Mr. Whitaker, have you seen my watch?
Brian? No, I can't say that I have.
It's gone.
Well, did you check the lost and found?
I've checked everywhere. I thought I just left it on the counter. Ugh, it was a pretty expensive watch.
I'll keep my eye out for it. Have you asked the kids in the library if any of them saw it?
You know I never go in the library, Mr. Whitaker. I can't believe it. How am I supposed to know what longitude it is?
Oh, hey, Brian.
Jason, have you seen my watch?
No, I haven't. I take it it's missing?
Lost in a sea of sorrow. See ya.
Well, see ya, Brian. Hey, Dad, check this out.
What is it?
It's an article on the Hobbs bank robbery. Did you know his first name was Daniel?
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah, and there was only one witness.
Oh, the teller he held up. No one else noticed him.
And did you see the teller's name? Liesel Pellner.
Liesel... Lisa? Could be what Mr. Hobbs said on the tape. Well, do you suppose she still works at the bank?
There's only one way to find out. Thanks for meeting with us, Miss Pellner. We weren't sure you'd still be working here.
Oh, I'll never retire. My father used to say that retirement is the ripcord of a hole-filled parachute. I have no idea what that means, but it sounds ominous, don't you think?
Well, do you remember the day of the robbery?
It was a Tuesday. Chilly for that time of year. Must have been 30 degrees outside, maybe 35.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Oh, I wore my heaviest coat and a scarf. I was fine.
Yeah, I meant the bank robbery. It must have been traumatic.
Well, it wasn't as bad as it seemed at first. The gun in his pocket was a 99-cent water pistol from Hinckman's drugstore. I should have recognized it. I bought one just like it for my nephew. My oldest one, Evan. He's in college now, studying to be a pharmacist. I'll get a discount, you know.
Uh-huh. So did you ever talk to Mr. Hobbs after that day?
Oh, yes. He called from prison to apologize. And then again when he was at the halfway house.
So he asked to make restitution?
His apology was enough for me. Well, then we got to talking, and I offhandedly mentioned my car was sputtering. And he insisted on fixing it free of charge.
Oh. Did you let him?
Would you believe he got that thing running like it was brand new? He even took care of all the oil changes after that. Nicest bank robber I ever met.
Did he give any indication that he thought he should be doing more for you? To make up for what he'd done?
Not to my memory. I made it clear to him I didn't hold any bad feelings. Life is too short to hold grudges. My father used to say that you can't unscramble eggs. And you know, I've tried. He's right.
Hi, can I help? Oh, you must be the camera guy Damaris said was coming.
Yep, that's me.
I'm Connie.
Hi, I'm Parker. Is Damaris here?
Oh, she just stepped out. She said she'd be back in a couple hours. Can I get you anything?
Nah, I'm fine, thanks. I can see why Damaris was insistent on coming here.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's a cute place.
She insisted on coming here?
I've never seen her so adamant. We were planning on shooting this video in Wichita, but she wouldn't hear of it. It had to be an odyssey. She had to be the one to go. She must really like you all.
Except that we never met her before she arrived.
Huh, that's strange.
Yeah, strange.
So, what do you think? Dead end? It doesn't sound like Mr. Hobbs felt indebted to Miss Pellner.
I agree. Maybe he really did say Lisa on the video. Another person completely.
Could be. But Liesel mentioned a halfway house. Did you know about him living there?
No. But if it was the one here in Connellsville, I know the man who runs it, Mr. Reyes. Let's pay him a visit.
I can't think of anyone he'd want to make amends with. I can't believe he's gone. I just spoke with him no more than a week ago.
Well, I'm sorry to surprise you with this news.
Hobbs was a good man. He knew God's grace had changed him, and he wanted to be just as generous with others.
But he never mentioned anyone by the name of Lisa, huh?
No, not to me. He had an elderly aunt who used to write him, but her name was, Ida. Unfortunately, she passed away a few months ago.
Well, it sounds like you knew him better than most.
Oh, yes. Until his cancer advanced, he came in every week to help teach the men carpentry and mechanics. It has for years.
Oh, well, that was good of him.
Very. You know, it was a sort of mini apprenticeship program he called Redemption Road. His goal was to someday expand it to include trades of plumbing and electrical work. Oh, we'll sure miss him.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Reyes.
I wish I'd known. Someone was just asking about him earlier today.
Oh?
Yeah, a woman was here.
A woman? Did you happen to get her name?
Damaris? Why would Damaris want to know more about Mr. Hobbs? They never met.
Well, we don't know that, Connie.
So you think Damaris might be a long-lost friend or relative?
I'm not sure what to think. I haven't seen her yet to ask.
You have to admit, it's all pretty strange. According to the camera guy, she was adamant about coming here. I mean, why Odyssey?
Well, I don't know. But I'm sure there's a good reason.
I don't trust her. I wonder if she took my watch.
Now, Brian, let's not jump to conclusions, all right?
Yes, sir.
The funeral's about to start. Jason's gonna miss it.
Gonna miss what? Here, scoot over, Connie.
Where have you been?
Checking into Mr. Hobbs' Aunt Ida.
He had an Aunt Ida?
Mm-hmm. Who left him $100,000.
What?
Shh.
We had a funeral, remember?
Hobbs inherited $100,000.
Wow.
Quiet down, you two.
Hobbs inherited $100,000.
You're kidding.
Shh. Dad.
We are gathered today to say goodbye to a dear friend and...
Later. We'll talk about it later.
I have to say, I'm not a fan of funerals for obvious reasons, but, oh, the meatballs Mrs. Abernathy brings to the fellowships afterward, amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, do you think it's possible that Mr. Hobbs would have hidden the money he inherited?
Well, I was wondering the same thing. The pastor mentioned he had an aversion to banks.
And maybe the message on the VCR thing was him explaining where it is.
Well, he did say top of the house.
Yeah. Maybe top of the house isn't the attic. Maybe it's the roof.
Oh, I'm not sure where he could hide money on the parsonage roof, but we could look, I suppose.
Let's go.
Now?
It's $100,000. Right next door, maybe.
Yeah. Okay, one more meatball for the road.
A hidden inheritance? This is exciting.
We don't know it's hidden, Brian. I wouldn't be surprised if Hobbs gave it away as soon as he received it.
Yeah, but he hated the attention. Maybe he waited to donate it till after his death.
Do you think Damaris might know about the inheritance?
I don't know why she would.
Well, if she did, though, maybe that's why she wanted to come to Odyssey.
Connie, we have no reason to suspect Damaris.
Actually, Dad, there's one very good reason. Look who's peeking in the windows of Mr. Hobbs' house.
It's Damaris.
Damaris, we couldn't help but wonder why you're peeking into a dead man's window.
But
it's about the money, isn't it?
I can explain.
I hope so.
Connie.
I was going to share this before we did the live feed, but, well, I had a really personal reason for coming to Odyssey.
Mm-hmm, so we thought.
Mr. Hobbs is the person who sent me my first, my only childhood Christmas present. A shoebox of presents.
Mm. You were an Operation Christmas Child?
I grew up in Romania. My parents died of disease when I was very young. I will never forget when I was handed that box. I couldn't believe it was actually for me. A barrette, a little doll, some art supplies, a toothbrush. I loved it all. Mr. Hobbs enclosed the picture and letter. And at the end, he wrote out John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only son, You know what struck me about that? God loved us, so he gave.
Just like Mr. Hobbs gave to you.
Yes, I felt valuable. And every day when I look at that box, I was reminded of what God did for me. It prompted my decision to become a Christian.
Well, Mr. Hobbs would have loved to hear your story.
I came here to look for him. I didn't know he passed away until you just told me.
I'm so sorry.
But how did you find Mr. Hobbs anyway?
It was difficult. I knew the box was from Connellsville Halfway House. I went there to see Mr. Reyes.
So that's why you talked to him?
He told me that Daniel H., the one who wrote the letter, was living here in Odyssey. He gave me this address.
And that's why you were looking in the window?
Yes, I was trying to tell him how much his box meant to me. I guess I look like a criminal. I thought that getting past Lisa was the hard part.
Wait, Lisa?
Yes. I had to give her meatballs so she would stop barking.
Lisa is the dog?
I believe so. In the box with the letter, Mr. Hobbs included a picture of him and a puppy named Lisa.
Oh.
The dog? What do you know? And the stuffed penguin belongs to her. Where did we put that thing?
Go on, Connie. Give her the penguin.
Hi, Lisa. Is this yours? Oh, I'll take that as a yes. Oh! Thank you so much.
Careful, Connie. She might just be sampling.
What a sweet dog.
Yeah, take away that toy, and we'll see how sweet she is.
So we figured out who Lisa is, but it still doesn't add up. Why would Mr. Hobbs take away his dog's toy just so we could give it back to her?
Unless he wanted the dog to trust us for some reason.
Oh! Can someone inform Lisa that she's not a lap dog?
Hobbs explained it all in the video. He wanted us to do something. Gift for redemption.
Top of house.
Where would a man allergic to banks hide a bundle of cash? Wait a minute. I wonder. Maybe it's not the top of a regular house. Maybe it's the top of a doghouse.
Ah, that's a possibility. If Lisa trusted us because we gave her that toy, she'd allow you to go in there.
Yes. You meaning...
I'm not going in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Connie, whatever you do, don't drop that penguin.
Roger.
Thank you.
Well...
Nice place. Early American rustic, but cozy. Yeah, let me see here. There's a loose board up here. I'll just give it a yank and... Connie?
See the penguin girl? Isn't she disgusting?
Let me just... Well, I think we have our answer. Whew, look at this.
Money! Bags of money!
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of $100 bills.
Yeah, I'm guessing about $100,000 worth.
And a note. Let's see what it says. For Redemption Road, please give to Mr. Reyes.
A gift for Redemption
Road, of course!
Oh.
And wow, what a gift.
I heard there was a party going on here.
Mr. Reyes, glad you could make it. The live feed will start any minute.
There is nothing like watching the children open their shoe boxes.
I wanted to thank you again for the money.
Well, it was for Mr. Hobbs, not us. We just had the joy of delivering it.
But it leads me to something else I need to ask.
Oh, what's that?
As you know, our halfway house isn't in the best area of town. And with all this new equipment we'll be getting, I'd like a way to make sure it's protected.
Oh, well, it sounds to me like you need a guard dog.
I'm hoping Lisa's still available for adoption. I mean, she used to live there as a puppy, you know.
I think that would be a perfect home for her.
Oh, wait, it's starting. They're handing out the boxes now.
Oh, they certainly look excited.
Some of those kids had never received presents before.
Oh, look at that one jumping up and down waving socks. Grandma gets me socks every year, and I never react like that.
That kid got a toy car.
Yeah.
And something else he's really excited about.
It's a watch. Look, he's showing his friends. Hey, that's my watch.
Huh? Oh, no. It must have accidentally got packed in the boxes.
No wonder I couldn't find it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Brian. I know you like that watch.
That's okay. He looks really happy. I'm glad it got packed in there.
Good for you, Brian. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
You know, I'd say we're the ones getting the gift. Seeing the impact those simple things made, you can't beat that.
No.
Speaking from experience, I would say you're absolutely right.
Around Christmas time, we think about gift giving. We give gifts to others, and we also get gifts ourselves. As we saw with Damaris, even a small gift can make a huge impact on someone's life. The most important gift Damaris received, though, was the knowledge that God gave. He loves us so much that He gave us salvation through His Son, Jesus. And not only did He give that gift, He told us to share it with others. This Christmas, why not share the gift of faith in Jesus with someone who doesn't know Him? It would be the most meaningful gift you could ever give to anybody. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Perfect Gift, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Bob Hoos. Sound design was by Jonathan Crow, and music was by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Katie Lee, Townsend Coleman, Albina Dodiva, Phil Crowley, Cullen McCarthy, and Ruben Garfias. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.